And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 14th of June, 2007. Today is Flag Day, June the 14th, the day on which the Stars and Stripes became officially our national flag in 1777. No one knows for sure, but probably it was designed by Congressman Francis Hopkinson and sewn by a seamstress in Philadelphia, Betsy Ross. It's the birthday of the man who helped us find quotations, John Bartlett, born in Plymouth, Massachusetts, 1820. His familiar quotations came out in 1855. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin, Harriet Beecher Stowe, born in Litchfield, Connecticut, 1811. She lived for many years in Cincinnati, Ohio, just across the Ohio River from Kentucky. Ohio didn't allow slavery, but Kentucky did, and so Cincinnati was a popular destination for escaped slaves, and Harriet Beecher Stowe saw many slaves rushing across the frozen river in the winter. Uncle Tom's Cabin came out in 1852. It was on this day in 1940 the German army marched into Paris. The French had surrendered the city a few days earlier. There was no violence when the Nazis came in. The German soldiers marched through the Arc de Triomphe while Parisians watched from the sidewalks of the Champs-Élysées. And a few weeks afterward, Hitler himself made a visit, came to the Eiffel Tower and the Opera Building and visited Napoleon's tomb. Hitler said in 1941, "I'm getting ready to flatten Leningrad and Moscow without losing any peace of mind, but it would have pained me greatly if I'd had to destroy Paris." It's the birthday of the travel writer, Jonathan Raban, born in Norfolk, England, 1942, who grew up reading Huckleberry Finn, and in 1979 he flew into St. Paul, Minnesota, bought a little boat, set off down the Mississippi to New Orleans, and wrote about it in his first big travel book, Old Glory, An American Voyage. It came out in 1981. And it was on this day in 1951 the world's first commercially produced electronic digital computer was unveiled, known as the UNIVAC. It weighed 8 tons, it used 5,000 vacuum tubes, it cost $250,000, but it could perform 1,000 calculations per second, the fastest rate in the world at the time. The first one was bought by the U.S. Census Bureau. The president of IBM thought that computers were far too complex, would never sell. But with the invention of the microchip in 1971, all the processing power of those thousands of vacuum tubes could be crammed into a tiny space. In 1975, an engineer named Ed Roberts was one of the first people to try to market a computer to ordinary people. It didn't sell very well. You had to know how to turn hundreds of little switches. But it was an inspiration to Stephen Wozniak, who went on to found Apple, and also a young student at Harvard named Bill Gates. Here's a poem for today by Francette Cerulli, Baby Girl Found. He found her wrapped in a brown towel beside the highway department dumpster. She was so cold, she was blue, so new. Her umbilical stump still drooped softly from her belly like the limp stem of some fantastic fruit. He picked her up in his huge, gloved highway department hands and carried her to his truck. Inside the cab, he turned on the light, peeled the damp towel from her body, and held her under the blast of the truck heater. Giant midwife bent over her in the frozen morning. He watched for the smallest sign. It was her second birth. Baby Girl Found, a poem by Francette Cerulli from The Spirit's Need to Eat, published by Nine Patch Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.